Amtrak derails. I'm Rich Dennison, Fox News. At least seven passenger cars of a Chicago-bound Amtrak train are on their side in north-central Missouri, and a number of people have been injured after a collision between the train and a dump truck at a rail crossing.
Eight train cars total. One person on the train said in an interview that those with the worst injuries might be in a dining car. Some people, we told, were still trapped on the train. Others had to escape via the windows.
Fox's William Longines. The derailment occurred this afternoon in Mendon, Missouri. More than 240 passengers were on board. Rescue efforts are ongoing. The Supreme Court rules in favor of a Washington school football coach disciplined for prayers after games.
A Washington school district's decision to discipline Joseph Kennedy for praying after football games on the 50-yard line was a violation of the coach's First Amendment rights, the Supreme Court has ruled.
I fought for the right thing and ended up winning, and knowing that justice is done and the freedoms are good.
Justice Neil Gorsuch wrote for a 6-3 majority, arguing the after-game prayer did not require student participation or public recitation. Justice Sonia Sotomayor warns the opinion sets a perilous path of forcing states to entangle themselves with religion.
Fox's Jared Halpern in Washington. As the group of seven leaders agree to ban Russian gold and cap the price of Russian oil, officials are looking at clean energy options.
In a joint statement with the European Commission's leader, the president writes, the United States and the European Commission are also taking decisive action to reduce overall demand for fossil fuels in line with the Paris Agreement and our shared goal of net zero emissions no later than 2050.
Fox's Peter Ducey in Telz, Austria. A minor sell-off on Wall Street, the Dow, S&P, and NASDAQ ending the day in negative territory. America's listening to Fox News.
The Fox News Rundown, a contrast of perspectives you won't hear anywhere else. Your daily dose of news twice a day, featuring insight from top newsmakers, reporters, and Fox News contributors. Listen and subscribe now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.
Chicago's transit union is fed up with crime and demanding the city do something about it.
A 24-year-old man was shot dead on a city bus in Chicago on Sunday in broad daylight. Last week, a man was shot and killed on the Red Line, and transit operators have had enough.
It's a problem for us. It's a fear.
CTA union president Keith Hill saying those fears have fallen on deaf ears. At Chicago's City Hall, as violence continues plaguing the city.
Right now, nobody in this city has any disregard for the value of life.
Operators are asking for their own police force, driver enclosures, and an immediate system for people to get help.
Not just on CTA, for everything in the city.
Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
South Dakota's Republican Governor Kristi Noem is pledging to bar mail-order abortion pills, but says women shouldn't face prosecution for seeking them. The governor is indicating that she'd put in place a plan approved by state lawmakers to restrict abortion in the state. A South Carolina man says a betting system he saw on TV helped him win $100,000.
The idea came from the TLC show, Lottery Changed My Life. The plan? Spend $25 a week playing the lottery for 3 months and see what happens. The man says the first week he won $500, but the seventh week he won $100,000 on a Powerball ticket, saying he didn't even know how to play, but he spent an extra dollar for Power Play, and that doubled his $50,000 prize. The man bought a car. He's still spending $25 a week on tickets and plans to finish out the 3 month period. Gianna Gelosi, Fox News.
Police in Germany say they found more than 110 dangerous snakes being kept on a farm after a woman living there sought treatment for a bite. Authorities say the 35-year-old woman drove herself to a hospital and doctors told her a rattlesnake had nipped her. As doctors sought an antidote, police visited the farm and found dozens of snakes. They say the collection included constrictors and poisonous varieties. All of those snakes were impounded. I'm Rich Dennison, and this is Fox News.
Listen to the all-new Brett Baer podcast featuring Common Ground, in-depth talks with lawmakers from opposite sides of the aisle, along with all your Brett Baer favorites like his all-star panel and much more. Available now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.